Central Baghdad was hit with several rockets and mortar shells today. The Sheraton Hotel, inhabited by Western reporters and contractors, was hit, along with the area where the headquarters of the U.S.-led administration is located. There were no reports of casualties. Yesterday, however, four American soldiers were killed by roadside bombs. Several civilians and a suicide bomber also died. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in Baghdad. Not exactly a quiet Christmas in Iraq.
No, Bob, it's anything but quiet. Those attacks you talked about a half a dozen rockets slammed into central Baghdad in insurgent attacks. As you said, they were reported to have hit the area where the U.S.-led occupation authority is based, in that so-called green zone. The Sheraton Hotel was also struck again, this time at lower floors, scattering debris. The manager is reporting that there were no casualties. Last night, too, earlier, that same hotel was struck at about 8:15 by what U.S. authorities were calling a rocket-propelled grenade. So the hotel, which is heavily barricaded, is certainly not immune to rocket attacks. The Sheraton and the neighboring Palestine sit along the Tigris River. They're filled with Westerners, contractors doing business with American companies involved in reconstructing Iraq. The foreign media are housed there. They're attractive, soft targets. In November, both of those hotels were hit with a rocket launched from a donkey cart on a busy street just across from the hotel. So rudimentary means, but they do manage to hit their target. Now, in contrast to donkey carts, we had the sophisticated weaponry and aircraft and artillery of the U.S. on full display for the second night running here in southern Baghdad. The raids, which the U.S. military says are aimed at flushing out insurgent positions, were the heaviest since the end of the war. U.S. officials were saying a significant number of people were detained, including eight described as a, including one described as a cell leader in Baghdad. And on Wednesday, there were also huge explosions around Baghdad. Reporters went to check them out and found out a lot of pulverized lots. So the exact effect of Operation Iron Grip is still being understood.
The area known as the Sunni Triangle continues to be troubled despite the capture of Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, you know, the three soldiers who were killed in Samarra, where their convoy was struck by a roadside bomb. Samarra is part of this volatile central Iraq that is throwing up the most resistance to the U.S. presence, and that presence in Tikrit, in Fallujah, Ramadi, and Samarra remains high and is likely to be the source of ongoing guerrilla insurgencies. It's a very poor area, very neglected, and the lack of re-established resources, the locals will tell you, is deepening resentment against the U.S. forces. So that area looks set for turmoil in the months ahead.
So how's morale at Christmas?
Well, Bob, I'm talking to you from the roof of the headquarters of the 1st Armored Division based at the Baghdad airport. They're serving 16,000 meals here today. Many of the soldiers here have seen the battle close up, and they are celebrating Christmas, of course, rather quietly, but also the fact that they say they're on the downside of their duty. Many are leaving in April and May, and they are delighted that that's going to be the case.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in Baghdad.